showing up to the thing you once loved and doing the bare minimum means time is up. Let me break this down. I'm Mario Armstrong. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Come on, Matt, let's kick off the show. Let me repeat this one more time. Showing up to the thing that you once loved and doing the bare minimum means it's time to move on. If you no longer have that energy, that excitement, the butterflies, the hairs stand up on your arms, like if you no longer get juiced up and excited about what it is you're trying to accomplish, what it is you're doing. And I'm not talking about because you're just tired. I'm talking that you legitimately showing up to the thing that you once loved and you now are just doing the bare minimum. Maybe you got so good at it that it doesn't excite you anymore and it's on autopilot. Maybe you become complacent. And we know what I say about that. Complacency breeds regret. You're going to wake up later in life wishing that you had pushed yourself further. So if you're showing up to that thing that you once cared about, once really had a big passion for, once loved, and you're now doing the bare minimum on it, like maybe you did care about that job when you first started it. Maybe it was super exciting when you had that boss. Maybe that boss has changed. Maybe you are the boss and you don't want to be anymore. Maybe you're tired of being in that industry, but you don't know, you're afraid to make that move, to make that leap, to make that change. If you're showing up to your job, to your passion, to your idea, lazily, with the bare minimum, can you please get honest with yourself? The toughest thing for humans to do is look themselves in the mirror and understand and recognize what their weaknesses are and be honest about it. Like, that is so tough. So it's a big step. And I want to encourage you to take that step. I want you to be encouraged to know that when you do that, when you finally say, you know what, I am acting lazy. You know what? I am tired of doing this. You know what? This really no longer excites me. I'm doing it because it has me on easy street. When you are willing to accept your true weaknesses and look yourself in the mirror, you will be able to get recharged, new passions, new ideas, new things will start to come to you because you've created room. You've become more open to allow new things to fulfill you that you now can use your previous skills to even pursue to do another level. A higher competency, a new ability, a new skill set, a new idea, a new job, a new career, a new passion. Like, dreams don't expire, people. We're never that old. We're never that old until we're dead. We're never that old. If you are not loving the thing you once were and you're doing the bare minimum right now, do everybody around you and yourself a favor. Move on from it, all right? You got this. Hit me in the DM on Instagram if you need specific help on how to maybe make that leap, make that change, make that transition. I'd love to give you some advice specific to your challenge. But this is something that you need to do, and the summertime is a great time for you to be thinking about it. Now go make it happen. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Let's go.